NPR News in Washington, I'm Winsor Johnston. Kurdish forces in northern Syria say they're closing in on a key border town held by the self-declared Islamic State. Susanna George reports U.S.-led coalition airstrikes appear to have aided the most recent advances.
Local Turkish news outlets show thousands of Syrians massing at the border, so far barred from crossing into Turkey. Humanitarian officials say the influx is the result of increased clashes between local Syrian Kurdish forces and ISIS militants outside Tel Abyad. The town is strategically important to ISIS. It's a key route for supplies and foreign fighters looking to bolster the group's forces in Syria's north. Over the past week, the Pentagon says coalition airstrikes in the area have targeted ISIS positions around Tel Abyad, destroying vehicles and weaponry. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is getting more involved in the debate over trade currently raging between President Obama and most Democrats on Capitol Hill. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, she edged closer to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who helped defeat the fast-track trade bill on Friday.
Speaking at a launch party in Des Moines, Iowa, Clinton encouraged President Obama to use the congressional blow-up to try to get a better deal in negotiations over the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I would be trying to figure out whether there is a way to get a deal that does what it should do for the American workers, that people, starting with Leader Pelosi, can say, you know what, we've made some real changes here. This might work or not.
As for Clinton's own position, she says she's waiting to see the final product of negotiations on TPP. She was criticized by the other Democrats in the presidential race on Saturday for not mentioning trade in her big rollout speech. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.
The search for two inmates who escaped from an upstate New York prison has expanded eastward. Police had been focusing on a rural area near the Canadian border, but New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says law enforcement officers are hitting several dead ends in the search.
That is the nature of the business. You follow up every tip, you follow up every lead. You are as conscientious as you can be on every lead because you never know which one is going to be the one.
A prison worker at the Clinton Correctional Facility has been charged with aiding the inmates' escape. She's accused of supplying them with some of the tools they use to break out of the prison. The massive manhunt is now in its ninth day. Hurricane Carlos has weakened to a tropical storm as it moves up the Pacific coast of Mexico. Forecasters say it could dump 6 to 10 inches of rain or more across four southwest Mexican states. This is NPR News in Washington. South Korea has placed nearly 5,000 people in quarantine because of a growing outbreak of Middle East respiratory syndrome. One hospital has suspended operations after being identified as the source of almost half the cases. Meanwhile, a panel from the World Health Organization has completed an investigation of the outbreak. It's warning Seoul to expect the number of cases to rise. A new round of pro-democracy demonstrations were held in Hong Kong today. Thousands took to the streets to protest Beijing's plan for electing the city's next chief executive. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the new system ensures that only people endorsed by the Communist Party can run.
Beijing has proposed changing the system so that Hong Kongers, for the first time, can directly elect their next leader. But voters will only be able to choose from three nominees who have been vetted by the Communist Party. Pro-democracy activists see this as a sham, an attempt by the party to create the illusion of democracy while still pulling the strings. Protesters with yellow umbrellas, the symbol of last fall's mass protests, marched through the city to show their opposition. Hong Kong lawmakers will debate and vote on the proposal later this week. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Pakistani media say the government has decided not to close down the offices of the aid organization Save the Children. Islamabad had earlier shuttered the group's workplaces, accusing it of going beyond its charter, a phrase often used in accusations of spying. The operation has come under intense scrutiny due to a local belief that it was somehow connected to the 2011 killing of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. I'm Winsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington. Support.